I'm going to share a little bit about a couple of little encounters that I had. I'm just going to read a little bit of scripture and talk a little bit about John the Baptist and the baptism, seven baptisms. There are other baptisms as well, but this is just what the Lord laid on my heart to share. And then we're going to do communion.
Yes.
Yay, which we love, yeah. And we'll just see where Holy Spirit takes us, okay? Now, you might not always agree with what I share. This is my own revelation from Holy Spirit. That's okay, you're powerful. Culture of honour is, you can disagree with anything I say. And
But you're wrong.
And that's okay, because we're all on a journey together, aren't we? We just love and honour each other, and, you know, my revelation might be this today, and tomorrow it might be different. Let's just pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you for your presence. Father, we thank you that you're here right now. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. And we just say, come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit, come more powerfully. Just come, let your presence go deep within us. Deep, 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 deep. We love you so much, Jesus. We're just so in love with you. Yeah, Lord. Father, we just honour the angels tonight. We honour the angelic. We don't worship angels, but we just honour them. Because it says in Psalm 103 that they're our friends. They're our amigos. They're our servants. And they're sent from the very throne room in heaven to help us and to be with us. We have some assigned to each of our lives, to our regions, to our nations, to our marriages, to our friendships. And we just say, come, come, you're welcome. Come join us. Come sit with us. Come be with us. And sometimes they're really cheeky and funny and they twirl us round, they tickle our hairs. And sometimes they bring gold dust. Grace. I love the manifest of the dust, the gold dust and the grace of the Father, the grace of Jesus. So just come right now. Just more. Intensify. That's right. We say, heaven come. Have your way with us tonight. Yeah, that's right. As in heaven, so it shall be on the earth. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, Jesus. Yay, can you feel that right now? Whoa, yay! Whoa, increase, that's right, whoa, Jesus, we need your help, all the time, we can't do anything without you, that's right, we can't do anything without that holy cheeky monkey, Holy Spirit, sometimes he just sneaks up on you. Bam! Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just enjoy him for a moment. Let's just feast on his body, on his blood, on the bliss of Jesus. That's right. Just enjoy him. Do you know, there's nothing we can ever do to fill up his cup, to fill him up, because he's already got it. He just wants to pour it out on us. Yay. Wow. If you look in the mirror, you're just such a good reflection of Jesus. I love that. Look at all these Jesuses tonight. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. I can't do it. I've tried this American slang with Larry last night. Okay. Jesus. I'll get it by the end. After 3 weeks in the States, I'll be brilliant. Okay. Okay, we have to draw it in. If I start going down the crazy joy, we won't get anywhere. I'll just be completely drunk, and so will you. She's not a bad something, but that's not what I feel we're meant to, you know, do tonight. Okay. I'm going to try and track. I've got Steve keeping an eye on me. Okay. Matthew 4.
Oh, it's so loud.
Matthew 3, verse 16.
I know.
Thank you, Jesus. And when Jesus was baptized, he went up at once out of the water. And behold, the heavens were opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, my beloved, in whom I delight." Wow, isn't that beautiful? He delights in us as well. He totally delights in you and the presence. Because he formed you in your mother's womb and he knitted you together. Yeah. Can you imagine that? And he breathed life on you and he foreknew you before you were born. That just blows my fuse. Wow. He foreknew each one of us. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Jesus. In Mark 11, it talks about the river of Jordan is seen where John baptized Jesus as a place of transition. When he came up out of the river Jordan, the heavens opened. And he felt and heard the Father's voice vibrating through his body. Wow. He felt his anointing. He felt the kingdom of God was seen in actual visible glory. Wow. Jesus. Actual visible glory. When the heavens opened and John baptized Jesus, the glory stayed and remained on him. And the heavens and the earth changed on that day forever. We're allowed to see. We're allowed to see Jesus. Wow. His beloved Son, like John. We can see Jesus. Holy Spirit allowed us to see his salvation. The gospel of reconciliation. I love that. The gospel of reconciliation. By his grace, by his love, that we're saved. In Romans 8, 29 to 30, this is amplified. He also destined from the beginning for us, ordaining us to be moulded in his image. I looked up moulded. Moulding, it means shaped, patterned, forged and created. So you were moulded in his image, shaped, patterned. Wow, the pattern of heaven, forged in the fire and created in him. Isn't that beautiful? Moulded into the image of his Son, sharing in his likeness. And those who he foreordained, he also called, he also justified. Acquitted them, made them righteous, putting them into right standing with himself. Wow. And those whom he justified, he also glorified, raising them to the heavenly dignity and condition or state of being. Likeness, that speaks to me of resemblance. Heavenly dignity. Heavenly dignity. That we are forged in his presence and his love and that we are so like him. But he also dignified and glorified us in his presence. I just love that. Thank you, Jesus. Shaped, patterned, forged and created. Wow. In the mould of Jesus. Wow. Moulded in his love. Moulded in his love. Just take a moment to think about that. That's beautiful, isn't it? Wow. John preached baptism for repentance, forgiveness of sins. Hearts changed, stirring them up for the preparation for the long-awaited Messiah. I was thinking about this. Because Paul and John were bearing all, I believe that Paul and John were bearing all of history and design of humanity as forerunners intent on full equipping of the saints, the church, the ecclesia, to bring them to mature sons, to mature manhood. And I believe that's the season we're in now, that the Lord is the eyes roaming to and fro, looking for the mature sons. And that's us, each one of us. Thank you, Jesus. I think that I also believe that in Galatians 4:19, I believe that John and Paul were actually suffering birth pangs in themselves, until Christ was completely and permanently formed or moulded within them. I believe they were those forerunners, intercessors, groaning deep within their spirit, birthing forth for this nation, birthing forth Christ, bringing it to maturity, manhood, sonship. Thank you, Jesus. John, like Esther, for such a time as this, for such a time she was born and trained and mentored in the spirit, ready for a set to salvation of a nation for Israel. Thank you, Jesus. Make no mistake, there's no mistake, that you're here right now, born in right season, you're born in the right time. We're meant to be the messengers of his face. We're meant to be his voice, his hands, his feet. But I think in this season, we are going to see great glory on the earth. We hear woes in the news and on TV. And it says, doesn't it, in scripture, that great darkness covered the earth. But the glory of the Lord will shine.
Yes.
The glory of the Lord. So take heart, take hope that you are the glory carriers. Foreordained, the messengers of his face and his voice and of his heart. Thank you, Jesus. Each one of you. There is absolutely no mistake. You were born for such a time as this. Right now. Jesus. Yes and amen. John 1:29. Whoa. John saw and declared on the appointed day, recognizing Jesus as the Passover lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Sacrificial one. In John 3:16, because it is the way, the truth and the life. Wow. Substituted one. John was able to see who Jesus really was all those years ago. It's awesome. Seeing the future coming in the physical baptism firstly, in the natural, in the physical, then second baptism of the Holy Spirit in Acts. The wind, the tongues of fire manifestation. I'd love to have put them there. Wow! Thank you, Jesus. Your manifest presence. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. You know, when Jesus was nearly 30 years old, I believe that it was like an invisible cloak was taken off him. And that was the start of his ministry, wasn't it? The place of change and transition. And we're in a place right now in 2014, a place of change and transition. Moses, an Egyptian slave, being given the pattern, wow, was given the pattern, God's pattern. God is always looking for the pattern in us to manifest to. Wow, Jesus, he's looking for that pattern to land, to come in his presence. Thank you, Jesus, because God is always looking, his eyes always roaming to and fro. Wow, looking for a place to rest his presence. We say, yes, Lord, rest your presence on us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We say, yes, come, land your presence on us. Come and habitate with us. Come, Holy Spirit, increase it. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Daddy. Moses, the man of God, is known for the parting of the waters, the Red Sea, prepares Joshua for future generations. The passing on of the mantle. And 2 Kings, both Elijah and Moses were in a cave. And when the Lord passed by, they both called down the fire from heaven to consume his enemies. And that's what always happens, doesn't it? One mentors the other and releases. You know, like John, isn't it? Jesus comes from John, and John comes from Jesus, because he's in John and John's in Jesus. That makes sense. Because I'm in you and you're in me, and we're all in each other. And in 2 Kings 2:8-7, Elisha anointed his servant Elisha, yet again preparing a man for future generations. Laying down his cloak to walk on dry ground, the cloak signifies a double portion, a double mantle. We are robed in his righteousness. His mantle dropped on us, clothed, wrapped in his love and his presence. Noting that Elisha comes before Elijah, receiving the double portion. Elisha's spirit worked miracles, raised children from the dead. Wow, Jesus. Just imagine that woman when a child died. But he prayed for the child and it was raised from the dead. The joy, the hope and the glory. Losing a child is such a terrible thing, but that's what we're meant to be doing. We're meant to be receiving that mantle, that double portion, to raise the dead, heal the sick, to preach the good news, whichever way that is on our scroll, our destiny. And I love this. It was always two people, like John, Jesus, Elisha, Elijah, Moses prepared Joshua and Aaron. We're always being prepared, we're always being mentored, not only from above, but from each other. God always brings somebody along to mentor us and to work with us and help us. I thank you, Jesus, for that. Wow, it's so scriptural. Jesus. In Matthew 11, verse 11, it says, "Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has risen no one greater than John the Baptist, yet he who is least in the kingdom is greater than he." Verse 12, "From days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. The men of violence take it by force, for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John." Verse 14, "And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come." Thank you, Jesus. "And if you are willing to accept it, John himself is Elijah who is to come." And I love that correlation of mentoring each other and always releasing somebody from what you've walked in. And Rona and I have done that for many years. When I met Rona, I was in such a really bad place and I was not walking with the Lord as I should. And I wasn't a pleasant person to be around. Rona had to come at times with me. She'd be gentle, and sometimes she would get really, you know, "I'm going to rein you back in." And I didn't always like it because I was so rebellious. But out of that mentorship and that love, she loved me unconditionally. Even when I'd get annoyed and I wouldn't let her in my house, and she'd text me, you know, and shout through the letterbox, "Let me in, let me in." You know, I just think that's so important to our friendship and community and love for each other. For I believe we can also be mentored from above. That God's releasing in this time, in this season, mentors and tutors from heaven. Some believe cloud of witnesses. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. And that just brings me to a little personal story encounter that I had, which all this word came out of. Last year we were in Scotland at a Y1 base, and I just went along to intercede and cover it. And Justine was just sharing on the glory and, you know, community hubs and just loving each other and being together, and that joy and laughter will get us through difficult times as things change in the atmosphere and in the nations. And I felt something tap me on the shoulder, and I've had quite a lot of angelic encounters. in the last 5 years. And Stevie has a habit of doing this to you when you're not looking. He's so cheeky and so playful. And he was sat behind me and tap. Stevie, stop it. He said, it's not me. I was going, it is. And Justin's like preaching away and oh, it was awesome. Anyway, there was definitely angelic presence in the room then. And then I just looked at Justin and he didn't look like him anymore. It was just like
the whole of his, just like the whole of his skin seemed to like disappear and he turned into that light. And I'm going, oh no, that does not look like Justin.
And he must have realised in the spirit that I could see what was going on with him. He was like transfiguring like light. But I didn't realise that no one else could see it at the time. And then he started to walk towards me as he's sharing. And he just put his hand on my head and he calls it the claw hand. And he plays with his children at home and go, like this, you know, playing with them. But as he walked towards me, the angelic realm just like opened up and you could just feel the presence. Some people could see angels, like orbs, big glowing golden lights in the meeting. Some people have got photographs. And next thing I know, I couldn't hear a thing. Normally, if I'm having an encounter, I can still hear what's going on in the room. And I was walking in this by a river. It was beautiful, and there was mountains, and it was really bluey green pool. It was so beautiful, and I looked close. And then a man seemed to walk down this mountain path, and I got nearer and nearer, and he stepped into the water. There was already a man in the water. And I'm thinking, no. Can you have biblical encounters? I don't know anyone's had biblical encounters. I've read since they do. And I looked, and there was this man in the water. I thought, that's strange. And I looked above, and I could look round like in a dream. But I knew I was in the meeting, and that I was there, and I'd seen Justin really glorious. Anyway, I looked again, and I literally saw this man, who I now know was John the Baptist, baptising Jesus. It was so intense. All I remember was I was weeping, and it was... I was like almost screaming. It was so intense, but because Justin had sort of chased me, and we had this little chase around the room, and he kept chasing me, going with his hand, like, the presence was so strong in him. I sat on this elderly lady's knee, and she was going, get away from her, protecting me. She turned up in the encounter. She was there. She was so undone. She said she'd never had an encounter and seen before like that. She saw what I saw. We didn't have lunch or anything. We just lay in the room for hours after everybody went. We just kept weeping and weeping. Wow. I mean, it was so incredible. I thought nobody's ever going to believe me. But then this lady witnessed exactly the same thing, except for she said she was sort of up looking down, but she could see this woman walking around by the river, which was me. Wow. I was absolutely blown away, so I thought I must do some study on John. And the baptism, and that led me to look up lots of different baptisms in the Bible. But I know, even if no one ever believes what you've encountered, be encouraged, believe, because you are a believing believer. And even if no one ever believes what you've seen, dreams you've had, hold them in your heart, because they're between you and Jesus and Holy Spirit and the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Just be encouraged. So yeah, I had an encounter and I saw Jesus being baptised. But the most incredible thing was when the sky opened and I did see this dove descend, clear as crystal. But also I could see, it was almost like I can see into the heavenly realms, and there was a beautiful garden. And out of that I could walk in the cool of the day in this beautiful garden. And there were flowers, purple, yellow flowers. And as I walked, they swayed with me and walked with me. And some of them were like singing this beautiful sound. And at one point I had the urge to pick a piece of grass and eat it. It looked like sweets. I didn't. Because then somebody went, Jane, it's dinner time, and pulled me out of it. It's fine. But you see, you could say I framed it up in my imagination. Great, my imagination's totally given over to Jesus.
Yeah.
Totally. He wouldn't have given us an imagination when we were knitted together in our mother's womb, if we were to use it for a glorious purpose.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, and whether you agree or disagree with me, that's okay. So yeah, I had an encounter. And so Jesus baptized and the Holy Spirit fell in the presence. And it just went out and out and out. It's a cloud of presence. That's the only way I could describe it. And my spirit, my body felt really big and stretched. And I could almost like holding the nation in my heart. And out of that, I went into intercession and started to pray for things I knew nothing about. Thank you, Jesus. So we just release the encounters. We release that presence, that intercession. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Wow. Increase it, Lord. Let that spirit of intercession come on us, Lord. And in that, there's ease in the glory because it's not you. It's Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I believe there's an angel of intercession as well that visits us. And it stirs our hearts and it stirs our spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Just release that right now. Because we're nation shapers. We're born to shape and change the nation. Thank you, Jesus. Those that will stand in the counsel of the Lord. Yay. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Wow. Jesus. And I love this translation in the Mirror Translation, Galatians 2:20. It's one of my favourite scriptures. It says, no longer live. I died with him. United in his death. Buried with him. Raised with him to new life. In union with him. His blood pumping through us. In our veins. The blood transfusion. The DNA change of Christ Jesus' blood. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Yeah, that's right. We need to be baptized into him. So I looked up about baptism. I'll keep this short now. Okay? Then we'll take communion together. And I looked up about being baptized into the cloud. I didn't know Moses was baptized into the cloud. And in 1 Corinthians 10 it says, and we are all baptized into Moses in the cloud. I believe this represents a marriage. And this is a marriage to the presence of God. Not just a promise, but a reality. Married to the presence of God. Wow. Jesus. Yeah, I'm just going to read that again. And all were baptized into Moses in the cloud. 1 Corinthians 10:2. And I believe this represents a marriage. A marriage to the presence of God. This is totally reality. That promise becomes. It becomes flesh. It becomes as skin, yeah, bone, it has flesh, it has skin on it. That we are married to the presence of God in union with Christ. Wow. Mm. Baptized into the river of glory. Number two. Mm. Relationship with the Father. Wow. Stepping into the Father's love. Mm. You know, Enoch was a friend of God, wasn't he? Mm. I want to be known as being the best friend, like John, yeah. Beloved. Mm. Yeah. Wow. John, the beloved. Oh, he was a really friend of Jesus, wasn't he? Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Yay. Thank you, Daddy. Wow. The baptism, we all know this one, of the Holy Spirit. Yay, Jesus. Wow. Yep. In Acts. Whoa. And in Matthew, it talks about repent. And each of you be baptized into the name of Jesus for forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 3:16. And when Jesus was baptized, he went up at once out of the water, and behold, the heavens opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. Baptism of unity.
I don't believe this is about tithes and offerings, even though I think it's awesome to tithe and share and sow into people, into nations, into regions. I think that's awesome. But I believe the baptism of unity, the unity of Christ's body into his blood, that I am in him and that he is in me, that we vibrate at the same frequency, the frequency of the land and the earth, that we are in union. And for me, I used to feel like a round peg in a square hole until I met up with the Welsh guys. And it wasn't that I didn't love Jesus and the people that I was with didn't love me and I didn't enjoy the church that I was in and I didn't serve. It was just I found that connection in my heart, connection in my spirit. And I believe also that through at unity, you find your own tribe, you find the people you want to be with, that you're tracking, because we've all got different parts to play, haven't we? We've all got different things on our scroll, different mandates. And for me, I found my frequency, my unity, when I met Justin and the company of Burning Hearts. But nothing, you know, nothing's lost until that point till you find it. But the main unity is to find a unity with Christ in his body, in his blood, in his presence. Thank you, Jesus. Yay. Wow. In John 6, the baptism of the bread of life, eternal life. Wow. Verse 58. Communion, union with him. This is the bread that came down from heaven. It is not like manna. Wow, it is not natural food, which our forefathers ate, yet died. He who takes this bread for his food shall live forever. Just think about that. The bread of life, you shall live forever. Wow, Jesus. We just thank you now for your bread of life. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood covenant. For the salvation, for the forgiveness of our sins, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you paid the price. That you were strung up for us. For our transitions, for our transgressions and our iniquities, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that grace, for that covenant of love. Thank you, Jesus. Yay. Thank you, Daddy. We're so grateful, we're so thankful that you sent your son. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Papa. Yay. Wow. Jesus, the baptism of fire. The awareness of holiness, of God's requirement of being burning ones. And I love this in Acts 2:38, with passion, it says zeal, with glory, his presence, and with fire, separating the wheat from the chaff, bringing holiness and righteousness. Whoa, holy, holy, holy spirit. Yeah, come touch our lips with that coal. From the throne room, from your presence, burn away the dross. Just bring holiness. Holy, holy, holy spirit. Thank you, Jesus. The baptism into the cross. It's crazy. Wow, Jesus. Romans 6:3. Baptized into Jesus Christ. Wow. Are you ignorant of the fact that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? That no longer I live, but Christ lives in me. Just think about that. Let that bubble in your belly. That you no longer live, but Christ lives in you. Wow. Yay. That communion, that union I believe the bread and wine symbolises that Jesus' record of his DNA of eternal life within us.
The record of Jesus within us. That I'm in him and he's in me. Woo!
That I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. So I just thought it'd be really good tonight if we took communion. I'm just going to pray a little bit around that with you, if that's okay. Yeah. We've got a little bit of revelation on this. This is the first time I've unpacked this. But I think it's good to, you know, we're all learning. So, okay. So if we all stand, we're going to put some music on as well. We're going to engage in the presence. I call it engaging, leaning in to his presence. It's like my heart leans in. That love and that communion and union with him. We all do it in different ways. I'm just explaining how it works for me. So we just try. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Daddy.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. And if you get your little wafer and your wine ready together, we're going to just take it together. We're going to take communion together. That's okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your body. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your sacrifice that you gave all for us. You gave all. You just gave all for us, Jesus. Yeah, Father, today as we hold this bread and wine, symbolizing Jesus' DNA, like in John 6. The record, the DNA of eternal life, the record of eternal life in our hands. Wow. This is the record, the testimony of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. We just bless it now, Jesus. And we just brood over it by our spirits. And we speak into that record of Jesus' DNA. To change our bodies, to transform us, to heal us. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Wow. Wow, Jesus. We just take that DNA, that transformation glory, Jesus. That when we take this bread and that wine, that we have an exchange between us and you. Thank you, Jesus, that we exchange this with the image of Christ. Father, we thank you for this revelation. Wow. But 2,000 years ago, that you sent your son to die on the cross. Wow. And that we partake now of the testimony, the DNA exchange, believing that we are crucified with Christ. That through that crucifixion that we have eternal life, through that sacrifice. And Lord, we just draw our spirits over this right now. We draw our spirits in harmony with Jesus' harmony, with Jesus' DNA. Father, would you breathe upon this record? Come breathe upon it, Lord. Jesus, come breathe upon this record tonight, Lord. To become in union with you. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. And all that is in you, that all that you are would become in us. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we take this bread and wine right now. We just take it and we eat it and we drink it. Wow. We take this freely, willingly, and gladly. We take it by faith in Jesus Christ. Whoa, Jesus, thank you. Yay. And we thank you now that we have your testimony within us. The testimony of Jesus. Flowing in our body, flowing through our veins, flowing through our bodies, into our bones, into the very DNA of each one of you right now. That blood covenant. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. that you will become like him, that you will be displayed like him. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. I speak life into you. I speak wholeness and healing. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. And we just say now, we set our hearts on the things above. We set our minds on things above. We set our minds on heavenly things, and we keep them set there. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa, we have the record, the testimony of Jesus in us right now. Let it flow through every cell, every part of our body, every part of our soul and spirit and mind. Renewing of the mind and the body. That's right. Yay! Transition. That's right, Jesus. We take back that which is stolen from us. That's right. We just take it back right now. Just ask the Lord to take back what's been stolen from you. That's right, Jesus. Yeah.